Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm a whoop you ladies bad. Hearts is a game of strategy and skill. Qualities that I happen to be blessed with.
Ahoy, Windwells! Stephen Q. Urkel, requesting permission to come aboard. Pamps?
We're busy, Steve. We're having a relaxing game of hearts.
Well, you can't be too relaxed. You have a queen of spades. Oops. Oh. Oops, I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have said that. Oh!
What's wrong, Steve?
Well, lately, I've been having a little pain in my tum-tum.
Maybe your shorts are pulled up too high.
No, they're where they always are, tucked right up under my armpits. So, baby cakes, care to trip the light fantastic with me at the school sock hop?
No, thanks.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, woman! I've asked you out over 900 times and you have said no every time.
Well, it's important to be consistent.
Angel-wise, even an Urkel can only take so much rejection. Why, if you turn me down again, I will surely die. So, sock up?
No, Steve.
Ow!
Steve, stop faking.
I'm not faking, Love Muffin. I'm hurting here. Oh. 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 Oh.
Steve, are you okay?
Oh. Ow. Oh.
Come on, Steve. Stop fooling around.
Yeah, Steve, we mean it. Get up.
Steve?
Harry, call an ambulance.
Oh, no. Here, put his hand on his head.
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
Oh, did they go down to the cafeteria?
Oh, no. They didn't want to miss their first Couples Without Children meeting.
Here, Steve. I thought these would cheer you up.
Gee, Anna, where'd you get such a beautiful bouquet of flowers?
The room next door. The guy just croaked.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Skyle.
Hi, Doctor. What's up, Doc? How you doing?
Mario Funziano. Didn't he just croak?
Yeah, now his flowers are cheering me up. Give it to me straight, Doc. I'm a man. I can take it.
You got appendicitis. Steve, you better get some rest, because in a couple of hours, I'm going to take that appendix out.
Oh, I see.
It's a standard procedure, and I don't foresee any problems at all.
Well, thanks, Doc. And I have every confidence in you and your abilities.
Ah, don't worry, Steve. You'll be back bugging us in no time.
One can only hope. Now, if you'll excuse me, loved ones, I'd like to speak to Laura alone. Now, I know you're all reluctant to leave and all of you.
What's on your mind, Steve?
Laura, I've loved you ever since I first laid eyes on you.
Steve, I have a tennis court reserve, so if you...
Honey Bunch, I may not make it through this medical ordeal. Would you please give me something to remember you by?
Like what?
Marry me.
No.
We get paid. No. We go steady.
No.
A date.
No.
A kiss.
On the hand.
On the lips.
The forehead.
Deal.
Steve.
Laura?
Yes?
You're leaning on my appendix.
Steve?
Oh, Laura.
Oh, great. Your kidney came out clean as a whistle.
Kidney? Oh, you were funning me.
Well, we better get going, Steve. It's getting late and you need your rest.
Oh, you guys are so, so good. And I love you both so, so darn, darn much.
Steve.
And that's not just the Demerol talking either. That's straight from the old ticker.
Steve, get some rest now, okay?
Well, I don't think I can.
Hey, Dad, why are you so happy?
Hey, the doctor said that Steve can't come home for 3 days. That's 72 hours. 3 days Urkel-free. They'll be the three happiest days of my life.
Charlene, what's going on?
You've got a roommate. A man got shot in the rear end.
Oh, Lordy, a bullet in the butt. Big guy?
Oh, no, 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 no! Nurse, are there any other rooms available?
I'm afraid not.
Well, look, I am not a rich man, but I'll pay anything.
Listen to him. If I didn't know him any better, I think he didn't want to be here with me.
Let's get him into the bed.
Okay, on three.
All right.
One, two, oh, three.
Oh, ow!
Okay. Plan B. Let's slide him off with the sheet. One, two, three.
Officer, we're going to have to roll you onto the bed.
Oh, all right, all right. Just hurry up. All right, easy, easy. Oh, oh, ow, oh, ow. Oh, oh. Just stay away. I can do this myself. I'm a wounded man. This isn't a log rolling contest.
We'll be in to see you soon.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Just
you.
Use your call button if you need me.
Thank you. Thank you. You're very nice. Thank you.
So, Tom, tell me what happened. Did you sit on your gun again?
No, I didn't. I surprised a couple of slime balls trying to break into a jewelry store.
Well, did they get away?
Well, one of them did. But I threw a tackle on the other one and held him down with my one good cheek until help arrived.
Carl! Carl! Carl, I came as soon as I heard.
Harriet, I'm okay. Don't worry. I'm all right.
Carl!
He'll be fine, Rachel. I'll see to it.
Why is your arm around me?
Well, you're emotionally vulnerable right now, so I thought I'd make a move on you.
You're lucky.
I am?
Yeah. Mm. You won't have to go far for medical treatment.
Guess you're one of those chicks that won't loosen up without booze.
I got shot in the butt, not in the head.
Fire it on over here, big guy.
Look at my life. I got this pain in the butt, and I've got that pain in the butt. How could it get any worse? Oh, of course, a concertina.
Now, let's see. What should I play?
Please don't do this to me.
I don't know that one. I've got it. I'll play a medley dedicated to your particular injury.
Very funny.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Would you please? Steve! No more moon songs.
Well, why not?
I need peace and quiet. I've just had a major operation.
Yes, you did. And you think you learned to turn the other cheek. Oh.
I'm so glad.
Say hi to Alfred.
Alfred? What the heck is that?
My appendix. Well, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to lower the back so I can get some sleep. But I don't know which button it is.
Oh, well, I do. Let me
try. No, that's all right.
Let me try.
Thank you very much. Give me this. What are you trying to do, kill me?
Well, of course not. How could you even ask such a thing? You know, you're not a very patient patient.
All right, that is it, Steve. I've had it with you. Now you go back to your bed and shut up.
What?
You heard me. I have got to get some sleep. So that means no more helping me with my bed, no more pickle body parts, and no more musical tributes to my butt.
Well, if that's the way you feel, I'll just leave you alone.
Well, good.
Come on, Alfred.
Alfred.
Officer Winslow?
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Jenkins. Where's Mr. Funziano?
Dead. And I bet the food killed him.
How do you feel?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Doc, I've had better days.
Oh, well, you just need some rest. Would you like me to give you something to help you sleep?
A shot?
Well, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Whoa. Hey, wait a minute. You're no doctor.
Very good. Now, try and guess what this is.
What, is there a full moon out tonight?
Shut up. Say your prayers, Winslow. Your history.
Well, wait a minute. At least tell me who you are and why you're doing this.
You busted my brother, Ralphie.
Ralphie. Would that be Ralphie the pimp, Ralphie the loan shark, or Ralphie the snitch?
The guy who shot you in the butt.
Oh, yes, Ralphie the robber. Nice guy. Good shot. Great gun.
So you're the only witness. I kill you, and Ralphie walks.
Well, now, Jenkins, listen. You're not thinking clearly. You know, you must have one heck of a headache.
No, I don't.
Well, you do now.
Good work, Steve.
Well, you know, I've always been quick with a bedpan.
Hey, if I only had my handcuffs.
You don't need them.
Steve, thanks for saving my husband's life.
Ah, shucks, it wasn't nothing. The world wouldn't be the same without the big old lug.
Well, I appreciate what you did. In my book, you're a hero.
Oh, your turn, sweetums.
Steve, I kissed you yesterday, remember?
Still weak in the knees, huh?
No, more in the stomach area.
See you in my dreams, sweetums. Carl, I assure you that I won't annoy you anymore. You won't hear a peep from me for the next 2 days.
Steve?
Yes?
Look, if you feel the urge to peep once or twice, it's okay. I mean, you saved my life, and I shouldn't have snapped at you. You were just trying to help me.
Don't worry about it, Carl. It's forgotten.
You know, when you collapsed on my living room floor, well, I thought that you were faking.
But I wasn't.
No. And then I found out that you had to have an operation. I mean, all I could think about was I'd have 3 days without you around.
Oh, my.
And then, when I got hurt, you went out of your way to make me feel better.
True.
But did I appreciate it?
No, sorry.
No, I yelled at you and ordered you to leave me alone. And then you saved my life.
Yes, indeedy.
So what does all that tell you?
I'm okay and you need work.
You're right. But hey, you were offering me the greatest gift of all. And up until now, I haven't accepted it.
Well, what gift is that?
Your friendship. And if you're still offering it, I'd like to accept.
Friends, big guy.
Friends. Let's get some shut-eye.
Good idea. Hey, let me turn your light off for you, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
See, this baby's got a hair trigger. Now, look, let me raise your head just a little. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry, big guy. Really complain about this bed.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.